Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7. On the BetMGM Network, and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you want to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends. Once again, you can find it at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Wednesday, Hump Day. We got Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman back with us, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addy Bates, Nick Kostos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on the massive Ravens-Chiefs game this Sunday that will see one of those teams get off to a 1-3 start. Now, again, they could tie. Maybe they're 1-2-1, but like most likely, one of those two teams will get off to a 1-3 start. I cannot wait to watch that game. I cannot wait to see all the reaction come Monday after that game coming up this Sunday. One of the big games on the Week 4 NFL slate. But as always, if you miss anything across these 4 hours, make sure you check it out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, you might as well subscribe, rate, and review. I mean, we're putting the content on there in on-demand fashion for all of you to consume. The least you can do is a subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have four guests who will be joining us throughout these 4 hours, starting at 4:40 Eastern time. Our BetMGM Network teammate, host of Send It In, weekdays 1 to 1:30. It is the Glass Man, PJ Glasser, will join us here on You Better You Bet to break down the massive college football card that we have on Saturday, Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, USC, Illinois, all these great games that we have in college football, and we'll get bets at 4:40 from the Glass Man coming up here on the program. At 5 o'clock Eastern, Odyssey NFL insider, analyst for NFL Network and Compass Media, Brian Baldinger joins us for his weekly Wednesday spot to give us the film perspective on what we should expect to see coming up in week 4 of the NFL season. Can't wait to chat with Baldy, all things National Football League. And then to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern, he's back, baby. And the reason why he's back is that we got the Ryder Cup. Our guy, Gary Williams, host of Five Clubs on the Golf Channel, Sirius XM. He's going to give us his thoughts and predictions on who will win. Will it be the United States or Europe As the Ryder Cup tees off Friday at Bethpage Black in New York, cannot wait to catch up with Gary to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern. And then at 6:20 Eastern time, co-host of First Things First on FS1, Danny Parkin joins us in his weekly Wednesday spot to give us his takes on all the biggest matchups this upcoming weekend. And also, if he's believing now in Caleb Williams, has Caleb turned a corner after what we saw this past Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys? We'll ask Danny at 6:20 Eastern time. But let's go ahead and get into what's at the top of my mind to begin today's show. And that is Sunday Night Football between the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. Now, over at BetMGM, you can look at the betting market right now. Green Bay is a 7-point favorite, total sitting at 47.5. And I'm looking at other places in the market right now. You are seeing quite a bit of interest on the Dallas Cowboys as we speak. A number of sports books have gone to 6.5 as bettors finding interest in America's team. I know the injury report, not that great for both teams, mind you. And also sounds like Deron Bland, maybe he has a chance at coming back for the Dallas Cowboys, dealing with all the injuries that they've had on the back end, injuries on the front and on the offensive line. Cowboys are pretty banged up, but so are the Green Bay Packers, as we've outlined through the first 3 weeks of the season. So Dallas getting some money. We'll break all that down a little bit more in depth during It Moved later on in the program at 5:20. But this game, of course, the big headliner with this game, line number one when it comes to Packers at the Cowboys week four, is the return of Micah Parsons to Dallas. Like, after the blockbuster trade, which happened while I was on vacation in Cabo, thanks guys, really appreciate that one. Almost a month ago, Micah Parsons traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the rival Green Bay Packers. And that's what we all want to see. What is the reception going to be like? Are Cowboys fans mad at Micah? I don't really think so. I think they're more so mad at Jerry Jones. Don't tell him. Don't tell Jerry that the Cowboys fans might be cheering Micah Parsons on Sunday during the game. But like, this is going to be a fun night and a spectacle when that Micah Parsons takes the field at AT&T Stadium for the first series as a member of the Green Bay Packers. Cannot wait to see how this unfolds. And the Dallas Cowboys, like, what's their plan for Micah Parsons? I know Brian Schottenheimer is saying that, hey, like, you know, like, we hope that we can block him. You know, it's everybody's wondering how this is all going to go. But I think what makes this game so interesting to me is the rivalry between Dallas and Green Bay and how both of these two teams have been linked together for decades throughout NFL history. I mean, this goes way back. Before I was born, before anybody on the show was born. I mean, like, the 1967 NFL Championship game, otherwise known as the Ice Bowl at Lambeau Field, that saw the Packers beat the Dallas Cowboys 21-17. That's one of the most famous games in league history. That's these two teams, Packers, Cowboys. Who could forget the rivalry in the 90s, dominated by Dallas with the triplets, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, kind of being the big brother to the Brett Favre and Mike Holmgren and those Packers teams. Like, those Packers teams were always kind of hitting their head against that Cowboys ceiling. It was 93, 94, 95, Cowboys eliminating Green Bay in the playoffs all three of those years. And I always love this, one of my favorite stats in NFL history. Brett Favre never won a game at Texas Stadium, folks. Dallas was the house of horrors for Brett Favre back in the 90s and even in the 2000s, mind you. Some of those Dallas Cowboys teams being able to scratch by the Green Bay Packers after the triplets were done down there in Dallas. And then also, who could forget the 2014 NFC Divisional game, the Dez catch game. Did he catch it? Yes, he did. And I'm still pissed off about that game. An absolute gut punch. Probably the last time I felt the Dallas Cowboys could legitimately win the Super Bowl was that game back in 2014. But like, that was another chapter in this rivalry. Mike McCarthy makes the challenge, head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay goes on to win it, and they went ahead and blew the game the next week against Seattle in the NFC title game. But that's neither here nor there. There's also 2016, Rodgers to Cook. Like, that ridiculous throw that Rodgers made, set up the game-winning field goal. That was the Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott-led Dallas Cowboys, who were the one seed that year. They bow out one and done thanks to Aaron Rodgers putting on the cape and knocking them out once again. And then most recently, there's a 2023 NFC wildcard game, which this game I don't think is going to be in the histories of NFL. Nobody's sending this game to Canton, Ohio. But this game, very, very important as to why we are where we are now. And that was the Green Bay Packers back there in 2023, a couple seasons ago, coming in as the 7 seed, the upstart young team, Dallas as the 2 seed, been dominant at home, had not lost a game at home in over a year. And Green Bay embarrasses them 48-32, and that score does not come close to doing the Packers justice and what that game actually was. That was more like a 48-10 kind of game than it was a 48-32 kind of game. And ever since that game, a couple of years ago, Packers embarrassing the Cowboys, to me, as a sports bettor, as an NFL fan, as a Cowboys fan, just my honest opinion, every decision the Cowboys have made since that wild card loss has been bad. An argument could be made, and I actually think it's a very legitimate argument, that that game broke the Dallas Cowboys and sent them into a tailspin. Jerry Jones is on the record, and I don't know how many of you guys out there listening and watching, how many of you watched the Cowboys Netflix documentary, which was incredible. Like, I loved it. I'm a fan of the team, so of course I'm going to love it. But I thought it was really, really well done. Jerry, in that documentary, admits that that game was the worst moment for him as the Dallas Cowboys owner. That game, 48-32, Jordan Love and all those guys coming into Dallas and destroying the Cowboys and ending that season. That's the game that we can point to. And every decision since said game, as we will outline it here, has not gone the Cowboys' way. How about retaining Mike McCarthy after said game? Worst loss in Cowboys history. They retained McCarthy for one more year. Lame duck head coach. We all knew in real time. Wrong decision. Apparently Jerry didn't know that. He eventually lets him go later on. Also, that same offseason, heading into the 2024 season, dragging out the negotiations with both Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, who needed new contracts. That was idiotic, and put them up against it this offseason when they were trying to negotiate with Micah Parsons. They hired Mike Zimmer to be the DC. That didn't really work out. And then obviously after last season, they played the waiting game with Mike McCarthy during the head coaching cycle, only for McCarthy to be like, nah, I'm good. I'm over this. I'm done. I'm just going to go back to Wisconsin, enjoy my money. I want no more parts. And after that, conducted a shoddy head coaching search, no pun intended, which landed them one of the least desirable coaching candidates that you could think of in current head coach Brian Schottenheimer. Oh, but wait, it doesn't stop there. It all comes to this past offseason where the team botched the negotiations with star edge rusher Micah Parsons, the best player that they've had in the organization since Emmitt Smith in the 90s. All of it leading to a trade request, verbal jabs publicly from both sides, and the eventual shocking trade prior to Labor Day weekend, sending Parsons from Dallas to his new home in Green Bay. I mean, all of this has happened since that 2023 NFC wildcard game, Packers over Cowboys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An embarrassing loss for America's team. And now, this Sunday, Sunday night, Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, Carrie Underwood, the whole crew, the whole country watching, the fruits of the Cowboys' labor since that January 2024 game will now show itself. And Sunday night will be the full circle moment since that disgusting playoff loss. Because the Dallas Cowboys enter this game 1-2, coming off of a pretty brutal loss to the Chicago Bears, where the defense couldn't do anything offensively. When they lost CeeDee Lamb, they couldn't do anything else, could not execute on offense against a defense that had been letting up points left and right. I mean, we were seeing all these quarterbacks, NFC Offensive Player of the Week, J.J. McCarthy, NFC Offensive Player of the Week, Jared Goff, both of those guys coming off of performances against that Chicago Bears defense that the Cowboys scored a whopping 14 points against. And now they'll have to do this without CeeDee Lamb, who's dealing with a high ankle sprain. And they'll have to do this on Sunday without their best defensive player, who once again, they decided to trade to the Green Bay Packers, that being Micah Parsons. And now with everybody watching, how do you think this is going to go? I don't think it's going well, folks. Spoiler alert. This is not going well. And I don't care what the betting market is thinking right now, taking Dallas plus 7, now down to 6.5. I think this is going to get bad. Especially one of the reasons why I think this is going to be bad. The Packers, as talented as they are, they're coming off an embarrassing loss to the Cleveland Browns, 13-10. Do you think Green Bay is going to be locked in on their preparation this week? I think so. Do you think that Micah Parsons will particularly be locked in this week? I think that's a safe bet to make. Do not expect the Packers to put out a dud this weekend. This team is incredibly talented, and albeit dealing with some injuries, which we've outlined over these 3 weeks, Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, Zach Tom came out today earlier this afternoon. He's unlikely to play in the game on Sunday, dealing with that oblique injury. That's all fine and dandy. Because the big thing that the Green Bay Packers have going for them, and it's directly tied to this trade, Parsons to the Packers, is that they have the number one defense in the league in defensive EPA per play when you remove turnovers from the equation. You want to just look at who's playing down-to-down, sound, fundamental football on defense. The Green Bay Packers are doing it better than anyone else in the NFL. I wonder why that is. Cowboys defense with Parsons, number one in EPA per play. Without him, 32nd. Now the Green Bay Packers defense with Micah Parsons, number one in the league in defensive EPA per play. And meanwhile, on the Cowboys side, once again, no CeeDee Lamb. The interior offensive line is banged up. Cooper Beebe, Tyler Booker, both those guys are out. We'll see what happens with Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland. Might be positive for Deron Bland. And oh, by the way, Kenny Clark, he's hurt. The guy that's supposed to help them stop the run, who they got in this Micah Parsons trade. But at least for the Dallas Cowboys, we'll get to see the debut of Jadeveon Clowney. That's what we all want to see in 2025. The more I think about this game, the more I would never bet the Dallas Cowboys. And as much as Jerry Jones believes January 14th, 2024 was his worst day as Dallas Cowboys owner, I think there's a chance that this Sunday might actually be worse as Micah Parsons comes to town and the Cowboys have their full circle moment. On the other side, we'll get to the top headlines throughout the world of sports. Just getting started here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.